responsibility for the failures at the federal level. He says there's a lot of analysis going on to learn from the disaster. Hurricane Katrina victims were getting hugs and handshakes from former President Bill Clinton today. Clinton met with several dozen New Orleans area residents who had taken shelter in Baton Rouge's convention center. Clinton says his goal is to listen to evacuees and learn the best way to spend the money that has been donated. One evacuee told him, quote, "We've been mired in bureaucratic red tape since day one." Clinton has been working with former President George H.W. Bush to raise money for the hurricane victims. Harriet Meyer's effort to nail down some more Republican support on Capitol Hill seems to be paying off. The Supreme Court nominee met today with Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, who gave Myers his support. George Bush called on the Senate today to confirm Myers by Thanksgiving. He says she's a conservative who isn't going to change over the course of time. Some conservatives have publicly expressed concern that Myers has no experience as a judge and a largely unknown track record. On the floor of the Senate today, Democratic leader Harry Reid says he is impressed with what he knows about Harriet Myers. Reid also urged his colleagues not to rush to judgment about her. George Bush says more and more Iraqis are able to take the fight to the enemy. Last week, the top U.S. commander in Iraq told Congress only one Iraqi battalion is ready to fight without U.S. help. That number had earlier been put at three. In his White House news conference, Bush today said the U.S. and its allies have made substantial progress over the last year in Iraq. The United Nations warning Iraqi leaders not to change electoral laws before this month's vote on a draft constitution. The spokesman says UN leaders have been meeting with Iraqi authorities to convey the message that it would violate international standards. The referendum on the draft constitution set for October 15th. Changes proposed by the Shiite-led parliament, Sunni Arabs, are threatening because of the changes to boycott the vote. They say the changes make it nearly impossible for them to defeat that draft constitution at the polls. This is Air America Radio News.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us for the program tonight. Phone number here, write it down, 866-303-2270. We have the some essential ramblings from Bush's press conference today of the drunk in the Oval Office. If you were listening earlier today when I substituted for Jerry Springer, this morning, you heard some of it. We took some of it live. It seemed like Bush was at the microphone for an extra long time. It was very depressing, as it always is, to listen to this freak. For me, just me personally, to sit in the studio like I did this morning with the television monitor on, watching, I don't know what we were watching, Kathy, CNN, and taking it live on the program, and seeing Bush and listening to the stuff coming out of his mouth. I don't know. It's just unbelievable. We're going to get to that in a little bit. This is brand new stuff. Some of you have picked up on it already. It's just starting to make its way around the internet. I would imagine that by tomorrow, mainstream media will pick up on this. But are you aware what the Indiana legislature will possibly be considering? Legislation in Indiana, United States of America. Legislation has been introduced that would prohibit single women, lesbians, gays from using medical science to assist them in having a child. Have you heard about this? I'm blown away by this. The bill that has been introduced, it's in committee right now, has the support of a senator there, some freak named Patricia Miller. She's the chair of the Health Finance Commission, where the legislation is currently being considered. Senator Patricia Miller. You better write it down. You better call her tomorrow and call her a crazy, insane bitch and tell her that she must be out of her mind. Now, Senator Miller says that assisted pregnancy, which is what Kathy and I were considering that before we got pregnant. But assisted pregnancy, according to this psychopath, is totally unregulated. So her bill would bar any doctor from assisting in a pregnancy through intrauterine insemination, donation of an egg, donation of an embryo, in vitro fertilization, transfer of an embryo, sperm injection, without any, all of that will be prohibited without making a number of determinations about the suitability of the candidate. Women seeking to become pregnant through assisted means would have to provide a certificate of satisfactory completion of an assessment required under the bill. Now, what is required under the bill? Well, among the determining factors is the requirement that the woman be married to a person of the opposite sex. The assessment also would contain a description of the family lifestyle and automatically exclude lesbians. Women also would have to provide proof that they have participated in faith-based or church activities. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kathy. Kathy didn't know that I had this topic. She's looking at me with her mouth hanging open. The Planned Parenthood of Indiana, the president there, Betty Cochran, calls this legislation chilling and government intrusion on a person's private life. Betty, I think you can find better words than chilling and government intrusion. These sons of bitches are insane! Do you realize what this is? The Handmaid's Tale! Come to life! The Health Finance Commission will vote October 20th on whether to recommend the legislation to the full General Assembly. This is something I simply can't get my mind around. Bush today decides he wants to use the military to fight the flu. This crazy bastard wants to use the military to mow your lawn. It makes no difference what it is. He wants to use the military. These people are itching. Their trigger fingers are twitching, or mine is, about installing military control in this country. Martial law. They're so close to it. They're so close to it. They're hoping, they're praying to their false gods for an avian flu to hit this country. They want thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans to be infected, to die, so they can institute immediate martial law. Did you hear him today? We're going to play it for you. We're going to play it for you. Stick around. But in Indiana, it will be called a crime of, quote, unauthorized reproduction, end quote. Jesus Christ! The Republican lawmakers in Indiana are drafting legislation that will make marriage a requirement for motherhood, including specific criminal penalties for unmarried women who do become pregnant, quote, by means other than sexual intercourse, end quote. You have to fill, according to this bill, you have to file what is called a petition for parentage in your local probate court. Only women who are married will be considered for what is called the gestational certificate. This is not, I'm not making this up. Oh my God, I'm not making this up. The draft of the new law reads right now, an intended parent, quote, who knowingly or willingly participates in an artificial reproduction procedure without court approval, commits unauthorized reproduction, a Class B misdemeanor. The criminal charges will be the same for physicians who commit, quote, unauthorized practice of artificial reproduction. you think this is not true, huh? Go to www.in.gov, Indiana.gov, in.gov/legislative/interim/committee. Oh, to hell with it. You can find it yourself. All right, I'll tell you where to go. Go to 365gay.com. That's where I first saw the story. I thought, oh, okay, some hysterics from the gay community. This couldn't be, right? But nothing I've ever read on 365gay.com was anything but rock-solid truth. So I checked it out. It's true. So if you are female in Indiana and this law passes Indiana, Jesus God, if this law passes in Indiana, you have to provide a court with a document that proves you are worthy, you are sperm worthy or pregnancy worthy or something, and included will have to be proof that you as a female have participated in church activities. A synagogue? I don't know. Will the Jews be allowed to have babies if they're married? How about the Muslims? It says church activities. Is a mosque a church? Is a synagogue a church? Oh my God! All right, we'll come back. We'll come back to that. I can't get my mind around that one. I just can't.
I just want to know which legislators decide who gets the Viagra.
Oh, stop. That's a man thing. All right, we have a break here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, if you were at the march in D.C. On the 24th, or in D.C. on the 25th, you may have been exposed to a biological weapon used by the U.S. military. You may have been exposed to it. I'm serious. Stick around.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit Orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advance protection. Ester protection. Look for Advance Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. By the way, we're off tomorrow. We're on tomorrow night, right? We're doing the show tomorrow night. We're off Thursday and Friday. My son Christopher is getting married, and we're going to take off and go to his wedding. So who's substituting? The guys from...
I believe it will be Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay again.
Okay.
Operation Truth.
Operation Truth, mm-hmm. Right. Op Truth, okay. Now, here's the thing. This was in the Washington Post today. It was also reported the other day by Agence France-Presse, Reuters. It's all over the place. It was reported Sunday, actually, in the Washington Post. The way the French news agency describes it, a deadly bacteria listed among bioterrorism agents was detected in the U.S. Capitol during a mass protest against the Iraq War at the end of September. District of Columbia Health Director Dr. Greg Payne told WTOP Radio late Saturday that biological agent monitors on the National Mall gave positive readings for a small amount of tularemia on September 24th and 25th. This is rabbit fever. The sensors are operated by the Department of Homeland Security, but officials were not notified of the potential hazard until a week later, according to Dr. Payne. See, here we go again. These filthy sons of bitches, Department of Homeland Security, their sensors pick up a highly toxic, transmittable biological agent where 250,000 anti-war demonstrators are gathered, and these filthy pigs don't even report it for a week. Homeland Security doesn't even report it for a week. Oh, my God. The D.C. health director, this Dr. Payne, told WTOP, quote, we've stepped up our surveillance and have notified doctors in the area about what to look for, end quote. Then Dr. Payne urged people who were at the mall last weekend and who have been experiencing symptoms of pneumonia to immediately seek medical help. He added there was no evidence that anyone had been affected by the bacteria. Tularemia can occur naturally and is usually found in animals, rodents, rabbits. According to federal health officials, symptoms include sudden fever, headaches, diarrhea, joint pain, cough, and progressive weakness. The disease can be fatal if it's not treated with the right antibiotics. The right antibiotics, bacteria causing tularemia is very infectious, with between 10 and 50 microorganisms, usually enough to bring down an adult. The Washington Post reported Sunday that national security officials believe the bacteria was probably not intentionally spread. National security officials believe that? If it was put there, other than, I don't know, how does it occur? How do the sensors pick it up? Why do the sensors only pick it up on the day when there's a demonstration with 250,000 people? And if it was spread intentionally, the national security officials who say it probably was not intentionally spread are the ones who intentionally spread it. Oh, my God. According to federal investigators, the Washington Post says the bacteria probably was not the result of nefarious activity. How long has it been, Kathy, since you've seen the word nefarious in print? According to federal investigators, the bacteria probably was not the result of nefarious activity. Jesus, God! This bacteria is on the, quote, A-list, end quote, the A-list of the Department of Homeland Security's biohazards, along with anthrax, plague, and smallpox. And these rotten bastards detected it on their sensors on the 24th and 25th and only notified the D.C. health officials this past Friday. It is right up there with plague, anthrax, and smallpox. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Post, Washington Post, says detection of the bacteria turned into an incident with nationwide implications because thousands of protesters had come from throughout the country. The infection is not spread from person to person, but tracking potential patients became a coast-to-coast undertaking. Police said more than 100,000 people attended the rally. Organizers put the figure at 300,000. Oh, Christ. I don't know. It says here, according to the CDC's website, now the Post said, I just quoted, the infection is not spread from person to person. The CDC, their website, says people get this by being bitten by an infected tick, deer fly, or other insect, handling infected animal carcasses, eating or drinking contaminated food or water, breathing in the bacteria! So if I'm around somebody who's infected with this and they cough and I breathe it in, God. The CDC also said the bacteria can be used as a weapon if made into an aerosol that could be inhaled. Okay, well, you know, a lot of people busted my ass the other night for talking about the 9/11 situation and referring to conspiracy theorists and everything. Okay, what do you call this, smart asses? What do you call this? Is this another conspiracy theory? Do we all put on our tinfoil hats with this one? Oh, is it just coincidence? Huh? Or was it a false report put out by the Bush crime family to scare people into not attending further anti-war demonstrations? Eh?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we will be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. www.worldcan'twait.org.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
So the mood of the country is certainly different from what it was on September the 10th, but I find the mood of the country to be incredibly refreshing.
Yeah, you would. All right, if you go to southernvoice.com, which is a gay and lesbian newspaper published here in Atlanta, southernvoice.com, and right at the top of the homepage you'll see a link to the article about this Indiana thing. Click on it. And there is State Senator Patricia Miller's photograph. I swear before God that I don't have anything to do with it, that this woman looks like Henry Hyde in drag. I swear she does. Why do they all look like this? There she is, State Senator Patricia Miller, the one who says, all right, Only married women having sexual intercourse can have babies. Certainly not the lesbians. Oh, my God. Alice, who signs herself a genteel Episcopalian grandmother, says, Mike, do you realize that under that crazy law in Indiana, the Virgin Mary could not have had Jesus in Indiana? That's true. Somebody ought to tell State Senator Henry Hyde and Drag that the next time the Messiah comes, or the first time, or whatever you folks believe, the Messiah's mama better stay the hell out of Indiana or something. I mean, isn't just about every religious mythology about the birth of an avatar have to do with a virgin birth? Talk about artificial insemination. I mean, when an angel comes down and does it with you, what do you call that?
Some really good acid.
Neil in Indianapolis writes, Mike, the Indiana Green Party is already working on the Pat Miller pregnancy bill. This is Indiana. We deal with stuff like this all the time. Remember, this is the birthplace of the John Birch Society, the American Legion, and the resurgence of the Klan in 1924. Bush's buddy Mitch Daniels is our governor. Any questions? Doing activism in Indiana, Neil writes, is like fighting fire in hell. Oh, my God. And from Lisa in Ohio, she writes, I've been watching and seeing the story unfold, The Handmaid's Tale, since I first read the book. I figured it was tinfoil hat time until the Bush administration and the crazy bastards on the righteous right, scary to be straight and still have viable ovaries. Lisa, thanks. That's about the Indiana story. Oh, my God. Let's do some phone calls, all right? I need to take a breath here before we get to the sound bites today. And, bacteria on the mall, a rabbit fever bacteria detected by sensors put there by the Department of Homeland Security, and the bastards don't tell the public health officials for a week? Oh, my God. And the bacteria tularemia is considered a category A or a class A or a bacterium right up alongside anthrax and what was the other ones I said, Kathy? Anthrax and bad ones. Jesus God, I don't know what the. What do you? I mean, how do you handle this? What do you do about this? Anthrax, plague, and smallpox, and tularemia. How do you handle this? On the other hand, like I said, these pigs that now run the country, these rooting in the mud, filthy pigs, this could be a fake story. Maybe there was no detection whatsoever. Maybe it's just to discourage people from attending massive rallies. Oh, God. The other thing we got to get to tonight, we'll get to it eventually here, is Bush's appointment of this, of Harriet, what's her name, Kathy Harriet Myers? I have a theory about this. George W. Bush, first of all, is not a Christian. He could give a tinker's damn about Christianity. He really doesn't care. He uses that to appeal to the base that his father blew off. Secondly, Bush is not one of these hardcore social right-wingers, you know, wants to destroy the safety net. A William Crystal Republican, Bill Crystal, he's not. This is just a theory. Hear me out. I'm not absolving Bush from anything. Hear me out. So he doesn't give a damn about Jesus, God, or the Christians. Couldn't care less, but he panders to them. Doesn't give a damn about the social conservatives. Couldn't care less. Doesn't care a single bit about a fiscal conservative. Couldn't care less. Bush is nothing more, I've said this before, than a two-bit thug. He's a punk. He's a thief. A sneak. He just wants the money. He just wants the money. He's a damn thief. That's it. A thief. A crook. So the appointment or the nomination of Harriet Myers is a thumb in the eye to the right-wingers. That's Bush's way. This is just a theory. Bush's way of saying, screw all of you. I've had enough of all of you. especially you Christians. I don't give a damn if you all burn in your hell. I'm sick of standing up here saying, well, it was Christ that Jesus saved me from being a drunkard. I love my booze. I've been drinking on the sly, can't you tell? My old lady smoked cigarettes. I drink to hell with you people. My mother believes in abortions. We do drugs. Get out of my face. And to the fiscal conservatives, it's like a thumb in their eye, too. Bush is saying, I don't care. I want all the money. Screw you people. I want billions. That's why I got the war going. That's why I got the thing and this and that and the other. You know, we're thieves. Don't you people get it? We're thieves. We're highwaymen. We're bandits. We're robbers. We're a wrecking crew. We're home invaders. We're carjackers. Jesus, couldn't you figure it out by my past? Look what I did to the Texas Rangers. Look what I did to Harkin Energy. Look what I've done all my life. I'm a thief. I'm a thief. My brothers are thieves. We're all thieves. We steal. We take things that aren't ours. But I have to stand up here and talk like this, like I'm from Texas. Screw Texas. I don't care about Texas. I don't care about cutting brush. I hate horses. Cows are demons from hell. I hate it all. I just want the money. So now y'all deal with my bitch Harriet here. Deal with her. I'm going to put her on the Supreme Court. Hell no, she's got no experience. She's going to get up there and reveal the fact that she's married to another woman. Whatever it takes, but we're going to make you Christian conservatives and you fiscal conservatives just boil in your own bile. I hate all of you. Now, do you suppose that's a possibility? Man. Is that a possibility that Bush, all Bush is a punk-ass thief. He's a robber. He's got a crew, Cheney and Negroponte and Gonzalez and he's got whites, Latinos, African Americans. This is America's first interracial wrecking crew on this level. I mean, these people are experts. They break things. They steal things. They eat babies. Bush and his posse. I mean, these are madmen and manwomen. I mean, what does Condoleezza Rice do when New Orleans is going up in swamp gas and alligators and hurricanes? She's in New York buying shoes, for Christ's sake. This is what a gangster does. So maybe that's what Harriet Myers is all about. A thumb in the eye to everybody that Bush has had to suck up to. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Jesus saved me from drinking. Ah! Saved me from cocaine. Ah! Billy Graham. Ah! Baby's had enough. He's a punk. He's a thief. He's a robber. That's all he is, baby. Huh? You think? So maybe some of us on the right, most notably me, or on the left, most notably me, have been wrong accusing him of being on the hard right. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's not a fascist at all. Maybe just a punk-ass thief. But he's had to play like a fascist in order to get the support, in order to steal the elections, in order to get his appointments through, in order to do this and do that. All he wants to do is just drive a semi up to the U.S. Treasury and shovel money in and say, goodbye, suckers, and thanks for all the fish. You think? Take your Jesus and your balanced budget and stick both of them where the sun don't shine. I'm out of here. Give me the money. Here. Deal with Harriet Myers. I don't know. I don't know. Now, remember what Harriet Myers has said. She says that Bush is the most brilliant man she ever met.
You go, my God.
Let's do something. We got time to do any of this Harriet Myers stuff from the Rose Garden today? No, we don't. All right. Is there a possibility? Am I way off base here? Maybe Bush has just had enough. That's why he looks so putrid lately. That's why he looks like, I don't know. He looks bad. Doesn't he look bad? He looks like a man who's either coming off a 3-week drunk or planning one. Doesn't he? with that creepy, that saggy look, and he stood up there today. Well, when you hear the sound, Mr. President, I have a question for you. Yeah? Oh, Christ. Can you hold it for a minute? I need a drink. Right? Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy.
Shotgun shot. I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere.
You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Your money grow, you know it compounds over time, which means money grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Just grows bigger and 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 bigger. All right, for you people who are looking for the website, the Indiana government website regarding the bill that this Henry Hyde and drag female senator has introduced, all right. I'm going to give it one time. Now, you can go to southernvoice.com. Just go there. Go to southernvoice.com. You'll find the article. Read it. It'll give you a link. All right. Jesus, if you don't know how to use a search engine or Google or whatever, why do you ask me to stop the program and give you a link? You know, you can figure it out. My God. The Health Finance Commission is the one putting it out. Health Finance Commission. All right, let's do some of this Bush nonsense. Here he is in the Rose Garden today, drunk on his ass, discussing Harriet's impressive credentials. You know, she headed up the lottery commission in Texas for 3 years. He knows her, she's bright, and she won't change. How does that qualify her to be a Supreme Court justice?
I've known Harriet for over a decade. I've worked with Harriet. She's a woman of principle and character. She's highly intelligent.
Loves to drink.
Yeah. She's an enormously accomplished person who's incredibly bright.
I like adjectives today.
Secondly, she knows the kind of judge I'm looking for. After all, she was a part of the process that selected John Roberts.
Really?
Thirdly? I know her well enough to be able to say that she's not going to change.
Oh, thank God! That's all we need to hear. She's not going to change. What did he say today? She's 60 years old. When she's 80, she's going to be thinking the same way. I don't believe in change. I don't care anyway. I'm just putting her out there because, you know, she's been loyal. I don't give a damn about the Supreme Court. What's the Supreme Court? Oh, that's right. They got me. They gave me the office first time. Well, scrum! I've had enough. And by the way, somebody ought to send an email to this moron and tell him it's not the Democrats who are pissed about this nominee. The Democrats are dead, okay? They are starting to smell. They are so dead. It's his own neoconservative, right-wing, fascist Republican base. Even Limbaugh was flatulating about all this on the air today. Anyway, at the press conference, the reporter says, Mr. President, some conservatives have said that you didn't pick someone like Scalia and Thomas because you wanted to shy away from a battle with the Democrats. Is there any truth to that? And are you worried about charges of cronyism?
People know we're close.
Yeah.
But you've got to understand, because of our closeness, I know the character of the person. It's one thing to say a person can read the law. And that's important,
yeah.
And understand the law.
Yeah.
But what also matters, Adam, is the intangibles.
Oh.
You know, to me, a person's strength of character counts a lot.
Yeah, like Jesus.
And as a result of my friendship with Harriet, I know her strength of character. The decision as to whether or not there will be a fight is up to the Democrats.
No, it's your base.
They get to decide whether or not the special interests will decide the tone of the debate.
Ah.
I picked the best person I could find.
So let me get this straight, moron. Bill Kristol is a Democrat now? The Wall Street Journal editorial page is run by Democrats now? Your good buddy Rush Limbaugh is a Democrat? What the hell's wrong with you? And he says people know we're close. How close? Torture memo close? August 6th? Daily briefing close? He says it's one thing you say a person can read the law, and that's important. Yeah, being familiar with the law is a little important, but not as important as getting me out of that AWOL mess. this is my bitch. She got me out of that mess. She kept everything hidden from these nosy bastards. Well, you people sitting out here in front of me, you know, you press pigs. She kept it hidden. Thank you, Harriet. Oh, God, I love you. He says, but what also matters is the intangibles. That would be the wet work, right? That's what Negroponte and the rest of these people. How to take a piece of piano wire and very quietly put it around somebody's neck and pull, right? He says, I know her strength and character and her skill with the whiteout, too, right? Ah! The decision is whether or not there will be a fight is up to the Democrats. Okay, the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and his parrot, Sean Hannity, are now Democrats. This is getting worse and worse, or better and better, depending on your point of view. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
If George Bush faced a challenge in selecting a replacement for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, it came from the Republican right. Social conservatives made it clear they wanted an abortion-opposing, gay rights-rejecting judicial activist as the next justice. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback even announced he would vote against a Supreme Court nominee who lacked a quote-unquote solid and known record of opposing reproductive rights, same-sex marriage, and the wall of separation between church and state. Brownback did not get his solid and known choice, however. Bush just wasn't up for the fight. Suffering from dismal approval ratings and unsettled by the legal scandals involving Republican congressional leaders, Bush went for the judicial selection equivalent of a bunt. With his nomination of White House counsel Harriet Myers, the president had selected a non-judge so obscure and so free of the burdens imposed by a judicial paper trail that the Associated Press headlined a profile of her, Bush's court pick tends to avoid limelight. For more on Harriet Myers, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2. By the ONDCP.
Aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now.
800-981-7591, 800-981-7591. That's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. More support for Myers. Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers again spent the day on Capitol Hill meeting with leading Republican senators. She spent an hour with Senator Jeff Sessions, who said he's, quote, enthusiastic about this nomination. But Sessions did not give his full support. As others did, he says he plans to review Myers' record before making a decision. Orrin Hatch of Utah, on the other hand, left his meeting with Myers, saying he doesn't need any more information about her. He said, I intend to support her. George Bush calling on the Senate to have hearings and confirm Myers by Thanksgiving. He says she's a conservative who isn't going to change over the course of time. One of the first tests of the newly appointed Chief Justice John Roberts comes tomorrow with a landmark assisted suicide case. The state of Oregon will defend its law in a key face-off between states' rights and federal authority. The law allows doctors to use drugs to help terminally ill patients die more quickly. The Bush administration has argued the Oregon law violates federal drug laws because assisted suicide is not a legitimate use of controlled substances. Oregon contends that regulation of medical practices is a state matter. An adverse ruling, though, would not sweep the law off the books. Assisted suicide advocates say the fight would continue, perhaps in Congress or with other cases brought to the federal courts. The mayor of New Orleans says the city's going to lay off as many as 3,000 workers. Mayor Ray Nagin says he's been trying to find the money to keep them on the payroll for weeks, but it just isn't possible after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. In Iraq, lawmakers approved a tough new anti-terrorism law in response to the suicide bombings and attacks that take place on a daily basis. It calls for the death penalty for anyone financing or provoking terrorism. George Bush today cited progress on training Iraqi forces to take over security in their country. He says more than 80 Iraqi army battalions are fighting alongside U.S. troops, and he said 30 Iraqi battalions are capable of taking the lead in combat. Bush today also raised the notion of using the U.S. military to quarantine parts of the country if avian flu breaks out. During his news conference in the Rose Garden, Bush said the best way to deal with a pandemic would be to isolate it. The number of dead from Hurricane Stan in Mexico and Central America is at least 59, 41 people killed in El Salvador, most in landslides. 9 people died in Nicaragua. High fuel costs in the wake of Katrina and Rita prompting schedule changes at Delta. The airline says it's reducing its domestic flight schedule to conserve energy. They call the reductions minimal. A spokesperson says the changes will mostly affect early morning and late night flights that have low bookings, and they said international flights would not be affected. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Man, you really have to consider that we live in some kind of a house of mirrors where the scary stuff is real, you know, where people die, people are blown up, 2,000 American soldiers soon will be dead in Bush's war in Iraq, tens of thousands of Iraqis blown to pieces, people dying in the streets of America because these incompetent bastards of Homeland Security and FEMA couldn't handle something as simple as an evacuation of a medium-sized American city. It just goes on and on and on. Were it not for the fact that the death is real and the blood is real and the gore is real and the bloated bodies and the poison and the filth, that it's all real, this would be like a house of mirrors, like some kind of a carnival midway. Hiya, hiya, step right up and go crazy. That kind of thing. I got a bunch of phone calls, of emails here from people who are trying desperately to get on the program tonight, and they dial the number, and they're just getting a phone ringing and ringing and ringing. Let me explain that to you again. We have seven or eight lines up there, only five of which work right now. They're trying to take care of the wiring in this building in Chelsea in Lower Manhattan. Sucks. We have put in, we being Air America, brand new state-of-the-art equipment. The crew up there is doing everything it can to get it worked out, but it's just going to be a while. So the reason you hear it just it sounds like a phone ringing and ringing and ringing, nothing's really ringing. It's just it's getting lost in the circuitry. And I do apologize. I've gotten a bunch of emails again tonight about people saying the same thing. I don't know what to tell you, except the crack Air America engineering crew is doing all it can to take care of the problem. I think. All right. Now, I know a lot of you have been holding on. Oh, geez. All right. Let's get some. Nah, we're right in the middle of these Bush quotes. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to keep holding. This is again, from today. His press conference, where he was obviously just coming off a real bad drunk or heavily medicated. I don't know what anymore. Another reporter wants to know about Harriet Meyer. Is it Meyer or Myers? Is there an S on her name? What is it, Kathy? Do you know? I don't even know.
She doesn't live in Indiana, so it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right, Myers. She's got an S on her name. Another reporter asked about Harriet Meyers. And when you listen to the answer, it looks like Rove gave Bush a couple of new vocabulary words today, as opposed to non-vocabulary. I don't know. It gave him a couple of new words today. How many times can he tell us that Harriet is bright? And somewhere in here, listen for it, he uses a brand new word. Listen, you'll hear it. So the reporter says, Mr. President, many conservative women lawyers have expressed their extreme distress that you chose a woman nominee for the court, someone whose credentials did not come close, in their view, to the credentials of John Roberts. They feel as though it's a kind of old-fashioned affirmative action. Women don't have the same credentials. I wonder, sir, could you address that?
She is plenty bright. As I mentioned earlier, she was a pioneer in Texas.
Back in the 1830s.
She just didn't kind of opine about things. She actually led.
Opine.
And I know her. I know her heart.
And her liver. And her kidneys.
I know what she believes. Remember, she was part of the search committee that helped pick Roberts. She went to the deliberations talking to these different candidates about what they believe. She knows exactly the kind of judge I'm looking for. And so I know people are jumping to all kinds of conclusions. And that's fine. That's part of our process, you know. People are quick to opine.
People are quick to opine. Yeah. He used it twice. He used opine. Twice in seven sentences. Man, that's a first. I don't think William Buckley ever did that. Opine. She's a pioneer in Texas. She came out here in 1830. Yeah, you think she's 60 years old? Hell no, she's 197.
You know, with his track record, opine, he probably thinks it has something to do
with
wood.
With a tree. Yeah, yeah. She didn't
wood.
Yeah, need some wood. She just didn't kind of opine about things. She actually led. Led what? The lottery commission? She was a trial lawyer. Well, like I say, I think the selection's great. I hope this woman turns out to be, I don't care what she turns out to be, but as long as it's causing gastrointestinal distress for the neo-Nazi right, Republican, that's the Republican Party in this country, I love it. I hope you people have bowel spasms all night, huh? Reach for the Zantac. It's not going to do you any good at all. You know, you've got Harriet Myers there, right? Harriet Myers. This is Bush saying, I don't even like Jesus. I don't like Greenspan. I'm not a Republican. I'm a thief. I'm a punk. I just want the money. I'm a killer. Don't bring up this Jesus stuff with me. I'm a killer. Don't you understand? I'm a tough-ass killer, and I gotta act like I'm a church-going Christian. I ain't no church-going Christian. Opine about that for a while. I don't even like Jesus. I don't like the Bible. I like you Christian whiners. I don't care about balancing no budgets. I just want the money. I just want a big old truck. Back it up to the Treasury. Take everything I can take. If I have to send people off to die in Iraq in order to divert attention, I don't care. I'll do it. You know how much I've already got out of you suckers. Billions. Billions and billions. In another couple years, my ass is out of here anyway. You know what Laura and I are going to do? We're going to find an island someplace and pile up our money, and we're going to smoke doobies, and we're going to drink, and she's going to have all the Valium she wants, and she can smoke those Chesterfield unfilters, and we're just going to sit here and laugh at you, and I don't like Jesus anyway. That's what. I'm so tired of pretending like I'm from Texas. I ain't from Texas. I'm from, hell, I can't even say it. I'm from one of them states up there north of Boston. Can't even say it, but I can opine. Now, you notice Bush hasn't said anything in his press conference yet about the fact that the photo that the New York Times published on its front page today of the new U.S. Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers going over a briefing paper with the moron at his Crawford Ranch, and the caption reads, August 2001, huh? USA Today and the Boston Globe carried the photo labeled simply 2001. But guess what? In today's L.A. Times, an article by Richard Serrano and Scott Gold, according to editor and publisher here, observes that early in the Bush presidency, Myers assumed such an insider role that in 2001 it was she who handed Bush the crucial presidential daily briefing hinting that Osama was going to bomb the Christ out of America, right? So that photo, the Associated Press marked the photo as August 6, 2001 file photo. So there you go. There she is. There she is. There's Harriet Myers. Hey, George, look at this. Look at this, Mr. President. Here it is. Here it is, bro. This is what we've been waiting for. Oh, my God. This is great. Now, I'll tell you what. Once he attacks, and you can assume all the power you want, as soon as one of these old bastards on the court dies, I want to be a Supreme Court Justice, George. Okay, Harriet, you can. I want to be a Supreme Court Justice. That's my payoff for deep sixing your nasty records on how you sent somebody else to Vietnam to die in your place. We got a deal? Well, of course we got a deal. You want a drink to it? Well, hell yeah, I want a drink to it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When I ask if I can count on you,
nobody home.
You take off your gloves and shoes,
there's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see them.
So if you're a younger worker out there, you're now looking at more people retiring who will be living longer, and those you have to keep paying more monthly benefits over time, who've been promised greater monthly benefits.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
What?
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you said to me convinces me more.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Yeah, you know, all kidding aside, this Harriet Myers is just as corrupt as Dick Cheney. She's just as corrupt as anybody in the Bush crime family. She was paid $19,000 by the Bush the governor's campaign. Back when he was first running, to find out whether or not, or how serious the stories were about Bush using his connections to get into the National Guard. Back in the day when National Guard service meant your ass was safe, you weren't going anywhere. All right, back in 1968. Now this is back in the time when Ben Barnes, the Texas Democrat, former Speaker of the House in the state legislature, told friends that he used his influence to get Junior a guard slot. And so Harriet was hired, paid $20,000 to go check it out, and discovered, it's okay because nobody cares. Nobody cares. Now, when Harriet ran the Texas Lottery Commission, she was involved in tangentially or directly, I don't know, I don't care. She was involved in a bribery scandal. GTEC is the operator, the Texas Lottery operator, GTEC. It had been implicated in bribery scandal. GTEC's main lobbyist in Texas in the mid-90s was the same Ben Barnes who had the goods on how Bush got into the Guard and voided Vietnam. And connected to Harriet Myers, her law firm has what's this thing about her law firm involved in Ponzi schemes and stealing money and theft and collusion and my God, you know she's a perfect choice. You know, this Henry Hyden drag appearance that she presents, I frankly don't care. It's kind of amusing. It's kind of funny. But this is another criminal. This is somebody, this is a trial lawyer who used her position as a trial lawyer to steal, to get involved in theft and help other companies commit theft and fraud and God. It's not Henry Hyden drag. This is Ken Lay in drag. Oh, and did you hear that Ken Melman, this freak who runs the Republican National Committee, he sent out a mass mailing, emailing a Dear Republican email, urging support for Harriet Myers, saying, this is what it said in the email, before Ms. Myers was even announced, many Democrat groups said they would oppose her, end quote. You know, it's a damn lie. Now, who says it's a lie? Factcheck.org. Who runs factcheck.org? That's right. Brooks Jackson, former news guy, and in my opinion, very conservative guy. He says it's false. Some groups said they might oppose Bush's next nominee. And we have little doubt, Brooks writes, that some will, but the RNC couldn't come up with a single group that had said they would oppose Myers. To the contrary, Brooks Jackson writes, the nomination brought quick praise from Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader. There was opposition, all right, but it was mostly from conservatives, not Democrats. So the way it worked, the Republican National Committee wasted no time. Bush announced his choice of Myers at 8:01 a.m. And by 10:16 a.m., the first copy of RNC Chairman Ken Melman's Dear Republican email went out. Melman urged party loyalists to call senators, sign a petition, call talk radio hosts, write letters to newspapers, pushing for Myers to be confirmed. Melman said there would be a hard fight because, you know, the liberals are going to throw every punch, make every accusation to stop Myers from being confirmed. He said they have no interest in giving Ms. Myers a fair hearing or a vote, yada, yada. And guess who is opposed? The Democrats don't care. The Democrats are dead. That's what that smell is. It's decomposing corpus delicti. The Republic, the Nazis, the Christians, they're all pissed off because he picked somebody who was not Scalia in drag. Maybe she'd turn out to be. Who knows? But they wanted to, the hard right, you know, the Christ killers, the corporatists, the fascists that now run this country and run media and run Christianity and run all these institutions. They wanted somebody who would immediately stand up and say, abortion! Next person that mentions abortion to me, I'll slit their damn throat! You know, somebody like that. Oh, well. All right, We've got some more of the Bush sound bites and stuff like that. As soon as we come back from this break, stick around. All right? I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Liberals need to take responsibility. They can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans. A form of suicide.
Republican side.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we will be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. www.worldcantwait.org.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National Dallas, Texas under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now. 1-866-492-2500. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with...
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Well, another one of those Democrats has come out against the nomination of Harriet Myers, and that's George Will. You know, that liberal Democrat, he, you know, you can read his column, but he thinks it's a terrible choice. Yeah, Democrats, you're going to... All right, let's go. Oh, wait a second. Who sent me this? Well, somebody sent it to me. The only person who so far has sounded stupider than Bush regarding this nomination of Harriet Myers, and I really don't fault Bush, because Bush is what he is. He's a lying, criminal son of a bitch. That's all he is. You know, he's a thief and a thug, a highwayman, a robber. He's not a Christian. He's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. He's, hell, he may not even be an American. He probably has Saudi citizenship at this point. But, you know, he does what he does. So putting Harriet Myers on the Supreme Court is just what he does. But Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat, did you hear what he said about Harriet Myers? This is what he said, quote, "I certainly have spoken to people in the administration about Harriet Myers. I've worked with her. I haven't known her a real long time, but I have found her very personable, very genuine, someone who answers phone calls immediately." End quote. Oh, so that's the reason to put her on the Supreme Court. Oh, Jesus! Why do I insist on being a Democrat? Why? All right, back to the Rose Garden. The reporters turn to other issues like, oh, I don't know, Iraq? Listen to this series of incredible, flat-out, straight-ahead lies as Bush answers the question. Here's the reporter. "Mr. President, thank you, sir. A couple of weeks ago, you stood here in the Rose Garden with Generals Abizaid and Casey, and you cited the accomplishments regarding the standing up of Iraqi troops there. You said that there were 12 battalions that were working out of Fallujah and the western part, 20 battalions in Baghdad, 100 battalions across the nation. Then that afternoon, Abizaid and Casey went up to Capitol Hill and said, well, there's only one battalion that's battle ready, which led some Republicans, sir, some Republican senators to say, well, the situation's getting worse. So the question is, sir, it appears between what you said and what they said, something is not adding up here.
Well, more and more Iraqis are able to take the fight to the enemy, and that's important to achieve our goal. And the goal is for a stable, democratic Iraq that is an ally in the war on terror.
Oh, my God.
Right now there are over 80 Army battalions fighting alongside coalition troops. Over 30 Iraqi Army battalions. There are over 30 Iraqi battalions in the lead.
Well, what are you talking about, you sick drunk? Right now there are 80 Army battalions fighting alongside coalition troops. Over 30 Army battalions. What the hell is he saying? Who's crazy here? Is it Abizaid and Casey who said we have one? Oh, never mind. Never mind. It's okay. All I have to do, since I'm the president, to make things happen is just say them, and they become reality. As a matter of fact, right now, if I said my hand is really a bottle of Jack Daniels, my hand would turn into a bottle of Jack Daniels. Poof! Next reporter wants to know how he calls himself a conservative with his fiscal policies. Reporter said, "Mr. President, you presided over the largest increase in the size, the power, and the cost of the federal government since Lyndon Baines Johnson. A lot of your supporters are wondering what's so conservative about that." And can you answer them and tell the American people, given the budget deficit, the cost of the war, the cost of Katrina, specifically, by naming a specific program or revenue measure, how you're going to pay for all this?
Let me remind people that We are at war.
Oh, okay.
And I have pledged the American people, and more importantly, the troops and their families, we'll make sure they have what it takes to succeed.
Not my question.
Secondly, when it comes to...
Hello?
Discretionary spending.
Not my question.
Non-security discretionary spending. The budget I submitted to the United States Congress actually reduces non-discretionary... non-security spending.
In other words, going to keep spending on defense, got all the programs to help the working people and the vets I create in my never-ending oil wars. But anyway, it reduces non-discretionary or discretionary non-security spending. And I don't know, why do you ask me these trick questions? You ask me trick questions. Let me remind you, we're at war! We're at war! How dare you ask me questions? I'm a war president. I'm a war president. 9-11, 9-11, Saddam, 9-11, dead people, Saddam, Iraq, anthrax, anthrax, I'm a war president. One brave reporter trots out the fact that it looks like Bush and Cheney themselves may be implicated in the plane case. Oh, where's me love you long time Jeffy Lube when you need him? Or Bianca! Bianca! Mr. President, as we hop around here, let me move to the Valerie Plame investigation, which many people believe is coming to a close. As you know, some top members of your administration have been named as part of that investigation. Is it your intention, sir, if anybody in your administration is indicted, to remove that person from your administration?
I am mindful of the investigation. Mm-hmm. I'll remind you what I said last time I was asked about this. I'm not going to talk about it until the investigation is complete. And it's important that the investigation run its course.
Uh-huh. Where's Bianca? Where's Jeffy, me love you long time, Gannon? Any friendlies out there? Why? I'm going to have to ask Uncle Dick and Carl, why are these reporters asking me these questions today? The answer to this reporter's question is my favorite of the evening. File this in the I'm not a racist, I love my darkies category. Reporter April says,
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Bible speaks of goodwill toward the least of these. With that, how are you going to bridge the divide of poverty and race in this country beyond economics and home ownership that after Hurricane Katrina and also the Bill Bennett statements, you know, the kill the black babies thing? And also, how can the Republican Party gain the black vote, more of the black vote in 2008 after these public relations fiascos, sir?
First of all, the Republican Party should never take a vote for granted, and neither should the Democrat Party.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And therefore, that means you've got to go out and work hard for the vote.
Uh-huh.
And talk about what you believe.
Like aborting black babies!
And, I tried to do so with not a lot of success, although I improved. But I was disappointed, frankly, in the vote I got in the African-American community.
Really?
I was. I've done my best to elevate people to positions of authority and responsibility, not just, you know, positions, but positions where they can actually make a difference in the lives of people. I put people in my cabinet. I put people in my sub-cabinet.
Why don't you just go ahead and say Negro? What's the matter, George? I've done my best to elevate people to positions of authority and responsibility. What you mean is the coloreds, right? I've done my best to elevate the coloreds. But the coloreds just didn't appreciate how generous I was being. Hell, I made one of them Secretary of State, made another one the Secretary of State. Wait, I've had two of them be Secretary of State. All of a sudden, that's become the colored position. Because I don't give a damn what the rest of the world thinks. I had Colin in there, or Colin, however you pronounce his name. Hell, I don't know. And now I got the shoe lady in there. What the hell's wrong with you people? Every time the Negroes don't vote for me and want to know if I'm a racist, I just point to my two Negroes. What's wrong with that? I got two of them. Hell, I got some Mexicans up here, too. I put people in my cabinet. Negroes. I put Negroes in my sub-cabinet. And you darkies still don't like me. So to hell with you. The next time there's a hurricane, learn to swim. To hell with you. I'm tired of being asked this stuff. I don't like Jesus. I don't like darkies. I don't like conservatives. I just want the money. I just want the money. That's all I want is the money. That's it, the money. And finally tonight, Bush opines about the avian flu. Thank God this man of science has a plan. It's his plan for everything. Send in the military! Problems with the UN? Send in the military! Gas prices going up? Send in the military! Need a light bulb change? Send in the military! Mr. President, you've been thinking a lot about pandemic flu and the risk in the United States that that should occur. I was wondering, Secretary Leavitt, whatever, I don't know, has said that first responders in the states and local governments are not prepared for something like that. So, Mr. President, what extent are you concerned about that after Katrina and Rita? You get it? And is that one of the reasons you're interested in the idea of using defense assets to respond to something as broad and long-lasting as a flu might be?
The policy decisions for a president dealing with an avian flu outbreak are difficult.
Uh-huh.
One example, okay. If we had an outbreak somewhere in the United States, do we not then quarantine that part of the country? And how do you then enforce a quarantine?
Duct tape? Plastic wrap?
When it's one thing to shut down airplanes. It's another thing to prevent people from coming in to get exposed to the avian flu.
Or going out.
And who best to be able to effect a quarantine?
Oh, let me think.
One option is the use of a military that's able to plan and move.
All right! The use of a military. Whose? Ours? South Africa's. Israel's? China's. Oh, my God. All right, I can't... is that the last one, Kathy? Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Myers' headed law firm repeatedly forced to pay damages for defrauding investors. I know her. She's got a good heart. She's got an interesting liver, a couple of neat kidneys. I like her lungs. You know, if I'd feel much better if she was colored, because then, you know, hell, my dad put, what's the Negro's name of the Supreme Court? My dad put him there. I wanted me. Oh, God, I just want a drink.
Let cowboy disease, let cowboy disease. You won't find the country when they go and kill the pigs. Let cowboy disease, let cowboy disease. Please put them all in paddock, they'll throw away the key.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645. 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Man, these people wear me out. You ever get that? You ever get that? Yeah, of course you do. Harriet Myers, and again, probably my last word on Harriet Myers, because at this point, I mean this. And this is a terrible, terrible thing for your humble and obedient servant to say. But you know what? I don't give a damn if she's confirmed or not. I don't care if she's a stalking horse, that the idea is that it's, you know, another one of these Rovian plots. Throw somebody out there like Harriet Myers and let the right wing go nuts. And let the Democrats agree to her, and then the right wing will go so crazy that the Republicans will vote no, and then we can put a real Nazi out there. I don't care. I really don't care. But my last word, I hope my last word on Harriet Myers is please, please, ma'am, please do something. Do something about the mascara. You can't do it like that and be a Supreme Court justice. You can't have black rings around your eyes. You can't do it. I'm sorry. It's not an ad feminem attack. It just means stop it. It makes me crazy when I see this woman. This is not what a Supreme Court justice, I don't care. I don't care if you're Mrs. Hitler. I don't give a damn. Lose the rings around your eyes. Ah. Oh, man. Bird flu in the military. Tularemia in the military. Your grass needs cutting, the military. People drowning in New Orleans, the military. Time for the next election, the military. All right. Are we supposed to do some phone calls tonight? We probably should. All right. I'm going to devote the rest of the program to phone calls. Let's start with Will in Brooklyn, New York. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Will.
Well, first, I just wanted to talk about this battalion issue, the testimony of Abizaid and Shinseki. I think it was.
Oh, yeah. How many Iraqis really want to go die for George Bush? Yeah.
Right. Well, it's one battalion can fight on their own, and I think a battalion is 750 folks.
I think so.
We've had about 2.5 of our own battalions, by that definition, killed in action.
Wiped out, right.
Wiped out. Yes.
And after, when did we invade that godforsaken country? Godforsaken because we made it that way. Yeah. How long ago? 3-4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. I think about 3 years.
And in that time, we've trained 700 men to be able to defend their own country. Which is a joke, and I realize what I'm saying is a joke, because the only force against whom they would have to defend their country is us.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that it?
Well, I know Bush mentioned that our soldiers had two jobs while they're there in Iraq. The first is to fight the insurgency, and the second is to train Iraqis.
No,
over.
I think the first is to secure the oil fields, and the second is to secure the oil fields. I really do believe that, or help build the military bases. The Bush crime family is no more interested in democracy or representative government in Iraq than they're interested in democracy or representative government in the United States. It's a sham, a hoax, and a myth. You know it. I know it. Most people who can still think clearly understand that what Bush is about, he's a two-bit punk highwayman robber. He's about getting as much money as he possibly can. That's all.
And not minding putting up a monument of bodies in his way.
Oh, there you go. You know, I think his mother, Barbara, did something terrible to her boys. As each one of them came out of her womb, I think she pinched their carotid arteries in a way that just made them all evil and destructive and willing to do anything. I'm sure that there must be phone conferences at least once a month where Barbara gets her four boys on the phone and says, "Well, what are you little bastards done this week to make me proud?" You know, and just fire and brimstone comes shooting out of her mouth. You know, "How many savings and loans have you gutted? How many health insurance companies have you upended? How many countries have you invaded? How many people's death warrants have you signed? God!" This woman is, I've said it before and I mean it. Barbara Bush reminds me of that creature on the first Alien movie. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that big-headed thing that, jeez. All right, listen, Will, it's a slice of heaven talking to you. Thanks for checking in, pal. We got a break. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour. For our New York listeners, I don't know what to tell you, you know. Switch to the internet, or are we on XM yet? Are we delayed on XM? We're still delayed. But that moron, what's his name, has still got my time slot? Is that what it is? Oh, Jesus, I'll be glad when I get rid of him. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. U.S. Marines have launched a major offensive against al-Qaeda in western Iraq. Operation River Gate is targeted at militants operating in Haditha and in nearby towns. The military says 2,500 troops are taking part in the operation. It also announced the death of four U.S. troops in western Iraq. All died in bombings Monday. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Bush has again insisted that Iraq is central to the U.S.-led war on terrorism. Priscilla Huff reports.
A car bomb blast killing two Iraqi policemen in Baghdad highlights al-Qaeda's stated goal to make the holy month of Ramadan a month of victory for Muslims and defeat for the hypocrites and polytheists. President Bush sees the situation in Iraq differently.
More and more Iraqis are able to take the fight to the enemy, and that's important to achieve our goal. And the goal is for a stable, democratic Iraq that is an ally in the war on terror.
Bush says success in Iraq is very important for America's future. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
President Bush Tuesday defended his choice of White House counsel Harriet Myers to the U.S. Supreme Court. He told reporters at the White House that Myers was the best person he could find to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. He stated that he has known Myers for a long time and believes she shares his conservative philosophy. Up to 3,000 employees of the city of New Orleans will soon be laid off as the city struggles with the financial hardship inflicted by Hurricane Katrina. Reporter Dave Cohn says Mayor Ray Nagin said he was short on raising money.
He wanted $200 million, but says he could only secure $50 million. He says that's not enough to pay salaries very much, very long, so he says he had no choice but for the layoffs.
Most of the workers laid off are clerical and support people. Much of France's transport and public service network is facing severe disruption because of national strike action. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Across France, trains, airports, and bus services have all been hit by the strike, while some motorists are enjoying cheaper travel on the roads as toll booth workers also walked out. Some international flights in and out of France have been grounded as air traffic controllers are also taking part in the walkout. Suzanne Chislett, London.
In the near future, 50% of Ford Motor Company's passenger vehicles will be available as hybrids. Ford spokesperson Andy Acho says during the next 5 years, the company will multiply by 10 the number of hybrid vehicles it produces.
We're going to increase it tenfold in the next 5 years. We're going to move up to 250,000 hybrids a year, and it's going to be 50% of our products will be available as hybrids.
Chairman and CEO Bill Ford has made a commitment to increase the company's fuel efficiency. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.goToMeeting.com. click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Welcome back. It is 7 past the hour. Back to the phone calls here. Norman is Norman is calling from Miami. Hi, Norman.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Norman.
I've got two timely subjects. You touched on both of them tonight.
Yeah?
And they're original, and if you gave me the time, I won't take much time. You'll appreciate them.
How much time do you
need? I don't know whether Heather Hyde was a cross-dresser.
Okay,
but I do know that he was a serial adulterer.
Right, he was indeed.
And he's tied in with Tom DeLay.
Yes, he is.
And I have a letter out because in 1998, Henry Hyde issued a press bulletin notifying and trying to scare me with a federal prosecution for spreading a rumor about him.
Yeah.
And Tom DeLay, the next day, called a press conference. And by the way, they're both in the New York Times. I have them right in front of me. And the picture of Tom DeLay, and he had Dick Armey at his side. And he announced that he sent a letter to the FBI, Louis Freeh, the director, asking him to investigate who was passing these rumors about Henry Hyde.
Yeah.
So here the hammer was coming down on me. This was in 1998 during the impeachment period. And that's the pattern of his behavior. The man, you have him tagged right. I think he's more dangerous than Joe McCarthy because he had the power, whether he'll lose it now or not, I don't know. And so I want to have you and your audience go to our website, therightiswrong.us, and you'll have a complete story on that. And the other story I have is on the avian bird flu influenza. A year ago, I published a letter and got practically no notice on a plan, and it's a very simple plan, that's certainly more important today. And contrary to the mantra, the government is not the solution to the problem. I submit, in this case, the government is a solution. Since there are practically no American manufacturers in the market of the vaccine, of the vaccination, and since this is a gigantic health problem, the complete production each year to be distributed, no charge, as follows. Each general practitioner, MD, be distributed according to the number of patients that office has, and they can charge $10 for dispensing. And then every voting location in the country be provided with an amount of doses equal to the number of registered voters, and there'd be technicians there. At each voting location, two medical technicians will inoculate every voter at no charge. So here you're going to increase voting. People will be inoculated. The production will be by the government, distributed by the government. The manufacturers, only a couple of them involved, and they're crying that they can't make a profit, and they don't want to be involved with it. So the government, as a last resort, should be the manufacturer and distributor of these vaccines.
Okay. And this is all at your website?
All on my website. Rightiswrong.us.
All right, we'll check it out. Thank you, Stan. All right, I mean Norman. Appreciate you checking in. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, great show.
Thanks.
I was picking on my mom yesterday. Her name is Harriet, and I was working in her office, and she came walking in. I said, "Here come the judge. Here come the judge."
Is that, we got
Roberts. He's the Manchurian candidate, and now we got the Stepford wife. What is it? Hollywood taking over DC?
Man, it sure seems like it, doesn't it?
Buddy of mine here in Lansing writes on a blog called MaineandCentral.org, and he did some research on Harriet Myers and what she's done as a trial lawyer, and I thought you might want to check it out.
Okay.
The title of the post is Another Corrupt Crony Selection for W. Surprised?
Uh-huh.
It's apparently she represented some car dealers that were getting kickbacks from lenders and not telling the buyers about it.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Will, listen, I got to move on. Thanks. Appreciate it. Whew. There's a 1-2 punch there, I swear to God. Al, in Burbank, California. Welcome to the program, Al.
Talk to you again. Well, I've been thinking about this John Roberts and Harriet Myers. And
what you just said was it's good to talk to you again, right?
Pardon me?
You said it's good to talk to you again, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first part was hard to hear, and it's...
funny. I'm calling from a landline here. Can you hear me?
No, that's all right. We can hear you fine. I'm just saying for the program, the first part of what you said was cut off, and it just sounded kind of weird. But we got it all straightened out. All right,
Go
ahead.
Yeah, it's just great. I haven't called you in about 4 months or so.
Yeah.
Been pretty busy. But, you know, John Roberts and Harriet Myers, I think it's a sign of Bush and Cheney's fear of getting nailed for any or all of their crimes. I think they're in some serious trouble, and they know it. I mean, listen, these people are keeping some serious secrets. Look at the indigestion, so to speak, that shows on Roberts' face. You know, a deeply contorted kind of look when he was up there standing next to Bush a few weeks ago.
Right.
You know, like, just imagine the stuff that guy's keeping inside, you know? And when he was sworn in, he kept glancing back at Bush, like, over and over again, you know, indicating his gratefulness for giving him the job. Of course, the conflict of interest there. He's being interviewed during the case he was handling in May. Well, Bush and Cheney and the rest of them, these secretive planners, are they're setting up a full house there to protect themselves from all the serious danger that they're in, all the treason, probably the killings we don't know about, you know, any number of things. These people aren't just accidentally being put out there. They're part of the plan of their protection program, you might say.
Mm-hmm. I don't have very much doubt that you're absolutely right. This is a criminal enterprise. The Bush administration is a criminal enterprise by classic definition, by street definition, by academic definition. These are bandits. These are robbers. These are thieves.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. The best way to make sure that when your case reaches the appeals level, that it gets overturned is to stack the judicial system with people who are sympathetic to your cause. I don't doubt for a moment that part of what you just said is very close to the truth. And now I can get emails from people telling me that I'm indulging in another conspiracy theory.
No, you know what the problem is, Mike? This is what I really wanted to bring up with you. Is I think Americans have gotten extremely naive. What happened? You know, during the Second World War, the average American was a lot more skeptical. Skeptical of government, skeptical of all kinds of things. That was sort of like the American character. That was our part of our can-do spirit. You know, we work things out for ourselves. You know, create new inventions, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are, you know, they've been successfully, I hate to say it, but propagandized or something. Something happened to them. We've grown up a generation here of people that just think, you know, you got to be kidding when you bring up normal things that have happened in the past in history, from emperors to kings to even a few past presidents we've had. I think part of the problem is people have never seen crime on this level before. It's just so extraordinary.
It is.
You know, that people can't believe it. And then the naivete of the average American feeds right into it of disbelief.
I agree with what you're saying, except I don't label it as naivete. I label it as just willful ignorance.
Hmm.
And naivete is one thing. Willful ignorance, to me, is unforgivable. Hey, listen, thanks, as always, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Al. Take care, okay? We'll talk to you again. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Living in the wake, find out your dreams. We kill for love and we throw a party when we dance. Some guy refuses to fight, we call that the sin. And he's standing up for what he believes in. Last thing, hurting down the barrel.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. with. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Dove from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up
about 22 past the hour. I just feel like listening to John Lennon music for a while, right? Huh? Back to your phone calls. Charlie is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Charlie, welcome to the program. Oh, damn, not that again. All right, Charlie, I'm sorry. Try to call back in. It's our fault. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Susan.
First, congratulations. You've got to be one of the few, if not the only, radio talk show host to do 2 live 3-hour shows in one day.
Well, Tom Hartman does, I think, damn near every day, believe it or not. Yeah, how about that?
And here
that?
I was ready to call you Iron Mike.
No, this is just way too much fun.
What I talk about is, if the tularemia in D.C. story is true,
yeah,
then thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people will be flocking to their doctors demanding prescription antibiotics.
Yeah.
And if the story isn't true, people will be flocking to their doctors by the hundreds of thousands demanding antibiotics. So who wins?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and it will have been a great trial run for the, as one, I believe, NBC broadcaster put it, avian flu.
Right.
Bottled water flu. It'll be a great trial run for the avian, the biological version of 9/11, flu pandemic.
I don't think they're talking about the bottled water.
No, I don't think so, but he seemed to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you exactly when the avian flu pandemic will hit the United States. Exactly.
And the water is label is spelled differently anyway. But when will it hit? Tell me when it will hit, Susan.
As soon as Bush gets his powers to use the military in a national natural disaster.
Now, wait a minute. You're sounding like a tinfoil-hatted conspiracy theorist.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's disturbing to me. But since I figure the Bush crime family is responsible in one way or another for this tularemia story, and it works for them, whether it's true or it isn't true, it has to be them. But that's my logic.
Well, given the tempo or the nature of the times that we live in here in Bush World 2005, I can understand how people can arrive at certain conclusions, that being one of them.
And can I give you one quick, one quick word on the press conference today?
Absolutely.
What's really, truly, by the way, it's truly, madly, deeply was the phrase you were looking for the other night.
That's it, truly, madly, deeply.
Truly, madly, deeply scary about the press conference is that both the questions and the answers were scripted or known. Because if you watch Bush, and that's all I did was watch him. I couldn't stand listening to him.
Uh-huh.
His eyes go down to the podium each time just before he calls a reporter's name. He's looking at a list of names of people to call on.
You're kidding.
Watch him carefully, and you will see, in the long shots, and you will see just before he calls a reporter's name, he looks down at the podium.
Well, I think that's real obvious, Susan, but isn't that simply because when your brain cells have been butchered like his has with too many lines of cocaine, too many drinks, he's got to have the list of the people out there before he goes out. I don't have any doubt that the questions are scripted in the sense that these reporters wouldn't dare ask him direct, tough questions. And I don't have any doubt that his answers aren't scripted, because Bush only has about six standard answers. Today, when he was asked about, you know, where he's going to get money to do this and where he's going to get money to do that, as you heard, the first thing out of his mouth was to remind everybody that, you know, we're at war. So, but as far as totally scripted, I hesitate to come to that conclusion just because he looks down at the list. Because I honestly believe, Susan, that he's just he's incapable. Even though they try to make it sound like he is capable, he's incapable of remembering, you know, 10 names of people sitting in front of him. You know, that's one of the indicators of somebody whose brain cells have been fried on too many drugs. Susan, there's the music. I'll leave you there. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you, dear heart. We'll talk again. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. I bomb all night and I drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. I bomb all night and I drill all day. I cut down.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Let's see. There I was sitting around the leader with the table with foreign leaders, looking at Colin Powell and Condi Rice. Yeah.
You know, my two darkies.
All right, couple of quick emails here. This is from Nancy, Minneapolis. Mike, I rode a bus with 50 people from Minneapolis to D.C. for the September 24th protest. I noticed that on the mall there were these dusty patches of dirt. These patches were so dry that every time anyone walked on it seemed to kick up this cloud of dirt. It was so peculiar, I immediately had this intuitive sense to get away from it. What concerns me are the senior citizens and young children who were walking through this stuff. I noted that there were several of us riding home in the bus who were coughing. As a nurse, I thought this was curious. I've been coughing and short of breath since I returned from D.C. I'm seeing my doctor tomorrow. I'm a 9/11 conspiracy theorist and proud of it. Nancy, Minneapolis. And then this from Gene and Matt. Mike, the organism that causes tularemia occurs naturally in soil. There are many closely related bacteria that also occur naturally in soil. These bacteria have similar DNA sequences to those in the detectors, and you can't distinguish among them merely by their triggering the detector. So the detector registering something on the day when hundreds of thousands of people are marching around the same area is probably not nefarious in origin. It is most likely due to the closely related, non-pathogenic Francisella species, that's the bacterium, getting kicked up out of the dust into the air. We really like your show, but as scientists, we have to consider the most likely and logical scenario. That's from Gina Matt. Okay, I can certainly appreciate that, and I'm glad you folks wrote. But it raises a question, immediately raises a question. The first question I have is, how long have the detectors been there? And the second question I have is, actually three questions. Second question, in the time that the detectors have been there, put up by Homeland Security, have there been any other incidences of rabbit fever, bacterium, or bacteria floating into these detectors? And third, what was the third one, Kathy? Third, is it not just a massive coincidence that detection would occur on a day when people are there? And I understand what my emailers are saying. You know, there's a lot of people kicking up dust. Okay, maybe it's going to show up in the detectors. And I hope that's it. I hope it's all conspiracy theories. I hope it's all nonsense. This, the attack on the country on September 11th, all of it. I hope none of it ever, ever, ever turns out to be true. I also hoped for a long time that proof positive could be provided that Lee Harvey Oswald was the one that shot Kennedy. You know, what can I say? We have an administration in place now, the Bush crime family, that lies to the American public about everything that it deigns important enough to talk about. Everything else is held in secret. Everything. Everything. The people's business is no longer the people's business. I don't trust them. I don't trust any statement they make. They're on the record of saying that they had developed a department within the government that's specifically designed to spread disinformation, not just abroad, but here at home. Lies and deceit. They're using the German Nazi model of propaganda, fear, terror from the outsider, the other. I hate these people. They disgust me. They're contemptuous. So if I err on the side of being suspicious of these bastards, so be it. And I'm not getting anyone's case. You know, if you think my listening or talking about those who believe that 9/11, the attack on this country, was something induced by or tolerated by the Bush crime family. And if you find that sort of a conversation just staggers your imagination, wonder how in the hell I can talk about it in that manner. I don't want to be a smartass here, but that's your problem, not mine. I will talk about these things. I will bring them up. If I have a suspicion, or if I report something that appears in Reuters, Agence France-Presse, and the Washington Post about a curious event of rabbit fever bacteria showing up in detectors on the very day that thousands of pro-peace demonstrators show up, if that sounds a bit weird, maybe Occam's razor does apply here. I don't know, and I appreciate the fact that scientists or doctors or nurses write in and say, well, this is that and that's this. Okay, that's good, that's great. And I do appreciate it. I'm not snarling at anybody here. But what I am saying is that I, as a lifelong American citizen who pretty much has seen every sort of political act of chicanery, lies, deception. I've seen us slide into wars. I've seen 58,000 Americans die for nothing. I've seen 2 or 3 million Indochinese blown to pieces for nothing. I've seen Iraq starve to death for 12 years for nothing. I've seen two wars in the Middle East for nothing. In Iraq, I should say. I've seen Israelis and Palestinians butchering each other for no reason whatsoever. None. It just goes on and on and on and on. And I've seen nothing but lies and deceptions, for the most part, from the U.S. government, both Democrat and Republic, but mostly from Republicans. And the group that's in there now, to me, by any definition, is nothing but a fascist regime. I hate them. They are liars. They're destroying my country. I wish the bastards would just leave. Just leave. That's a child's way of thinking, and I admit that. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I just wish they would go away and leave me, my country, my family, people I don't know. Just leave my country alone. Just get out. You diseased bastards. God, I hate them. In the meantime, I have to deal the same way as you have to deal with what is happening to the country. Now, because this is my line of business, I focus on it more than you do. You're a physician. You're a factory worker. You're an environmentalist. I don't know what you do, but you don't do talk radio. And I focus on this way more than I should. I've said a million times, and I get the emails, oh, don't leave, Mike. I've said a million times, or at least 20 times. I question staying in this business. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. It really is. So anyway, just my way of saying, okay, maybe the tularemia bacteria is an environmentally present organism, and you get 250,000 people stomping around on dry ground, you're going to kick it up. Okay, maybe so. Anthrax is found in the environment too, around farms and sheep and animals. And okay, fine. Now, one more. Hi, Mike. This is the second time today that the suggestion that an avian flu pandemic will be a hoax instigated by Bush has been raised. I think that's what Norman brought up, right? Even though I do not lightly dismiss the many conspiracy theories around, as a physician, I know bird flu has the potential to be a huge disaster, probably the worst in my lifetime. I worry that people are now becoming so cynical, they'll think it's just Bush and his pharma friends yanking our chains. This isn't a few envelopes of anthrax we're talking about. This is the big one. Randy was joking about it today, claiming that we shouldn't worry as only a few farmers in Asia have died and acting like it's being blown out of proportion. I'm really scared people will ignore this the same way Bush ignored the Osama memo. I tend to be a little bit skeptical of the talk about avian flu, because I lived through the swine flu epidemic. Remember the swine flu epidemic? Whose administration was that? Was that Bush 1, where everybody was supposed to go out and get these swine flu vaccines? Or was it before Bush 1? Was it way back? I don't know. Somebody email me, please, and tell me when that occurred. But I do remember a lot of people died from that ingestion. and that the swine flu, as this horrific pandemic, again coming out of Asia, never materialized. And the vaccine was what was causing people to die. I am not a cynic to the point where I don't believe that a worldwide, or this may be redundant, but a pandemic. It was in 1976 when the swine flu thing happened. I'm not so naive as to believe that a pandemic is not due for the globe. 1918 and 1919, when the so-called Spanish flu. I remember in 57, or was it 58, when the flu hit. I didn't get it. And I can remember my high school class being empty and people dropping like flies. For some reason, I didn't get it that year. And then wasn't there a big one in the 70s that came through again? We are due for a massive global killer virus. I understand that. And I accept the science of that. I also worry myself sick about the politics of it. You know, I've got kids, I've got grandkids, I've got little ones in my family, and I worry about them. I do. So as far as the display of my paranoia or my tinfoil hat nonsense or my conspiracy theory stuff on this program, trust me, folks, it comes from the heart. I'm not about to declare anything. I question everything. Is that cool? Is that acceptable? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Just one more fix, Lord, might do the trick. One hell of a price for you to get your kick.
Hell yeah!
Ooh, that smell.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the crew. The program was engineered in New York City by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Our associate producer in the city is David Fizikas. He's the man that answered your phone calls. And our usual gang, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, who handles my website, MikeMalloy.com, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. The whole thing is overseen by Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Thanks to everybody again. Oh, my goodness, one of our old friends from Chicago is calling in. Zipper, how you doing, sweetheart? Haven't heard from you for a while. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine, Zipper.
Great. Listen, I worked till 11 o'clock, and for some reason I decided, oh, I know I wanted to listen tonight, because of his martial law crap with the Army he's talking about.
Right, for birds.
And I was listening,
right.
And listen, were you at in Washington on the 24th?
I was not. We were in New York, tried to get there, and the trains weren't running. You were there.
I was there. Listen, you're going to love this. There were no cops.
Right.
None. And I had read somewhere on the Internet prior to that that they were even calling in New York cops to
right.
help bail out Washington.
Yeah.
There weren't any cops. And at the time I thought, wow, this is strange. There might have, like in here, anytime we have any kind of peace march, they're always a turtle riot gear, you know, the Ninja
Turtle
look. Nothing like that. Finally, right up at the White House, there were like maybe a dozen cops
uh-huh.
with their normal vest and just standing there, no club in their hand now, nothing.
Uh-huh.
No club, they're just kind of standing there and they wouldn't make eye contact with anyone by the White House. And at the time I thought, well, because Jimmy Sheehan got busted 2 days later, and I thought, what a bunch of punks. When we had hundreds of thousands of people there, we didn't see a one. They just mm-hmm. kind of ran. They couldn't take on, you know, numbers that large, but they can come back, you know, how many, 1,000 the next day to bust Cindy Sheehan.
Right.
And it just, then the bird thing, the bird flu stuff, whatever we're going to die from, is there were no cops there.
No, you're talking, the rabbit fever is what we're talking about. This,
okay, that's it.
This bacteria, this tularemia bacteria that turned up in the detectors. So what you're suggesting, Zipper, is that maybe... the cops had some kind of advance notice, say, stay away.
Well, he's been order them in. They're not going to have all their cops drop dead or get sick from this.
Well, that's true.
To me, it sounds like, yo, mother, you come by my house again, this is what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, right.
Chicago Southsider. I mean, to me, this all looks like they were making a point here. They had a certain message, like, don't come. I think it's supposed to scare us all not to go to
To me, that probably is the most logical thing, because this is an illogical, sick, degenerate administration. So it would not surprise me in the least, since it took a week from the time this bacteria was supposedly detected till the time that Homeland Security notified the health authorities in D.C., just enough time, perhaps, to make the whole damn thing up so that people would be hesitant, if not reluctant, to attend these massive anti-war demonstrations. What this crowd is about, and you know this as well as I do, Zipper, they're about control. And the cheapest way to control people is the way they're going to go. So if they can put out a few rumors that, hey, man, look at this, rabbit fever bacteria for you hippies. God, if you show up again, you're all going to get anthrax. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't surprise me a bit. Let me ask you, since you've come back from D.C., have you had any cold symptoms?
Well, yeah, but I have emphysema, so I always feel like hell.
Well, that's right.
I
forgot.
How does one tell?
I forgot. That's right. How can you tell?
I never do anyway. But, yeah, it just hit me, you know, when I read that. I even sent you an email saying that, why don't I believe this was an accident? It sounds to me like they're trying to scare us off.
Yeah.
And they probably did put something there to make us just sick enough to not want to ever come back again. And it's like, but we're Southsider. We're going to have to punch back, you know?
I know.
I mean, they're going to fight back. He doesn't think he's going to get away with this and win.
I hear you. Hey, Zipper, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right. Don't
say hi to Kathy and Molly.
I'll do it. Don't be a stranger. Take care. You have a nice evening. Zipper was like the first person that we met in Chicago who was not connected with radio, right? She took it on herself to occasionally show Kathy and me the nightlife in Chicago. We had a lot of fun. Remember that bar we used to go to called The Closet? Zipper was a hoot. What a nice person. Nice person. Randy is calling from Austin. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guess what? I only have about a minute.
Oh, that's good enough, I guess.
Okay, let her rip.
Appreciate you allowing me to sucker your call screener and letting me in again.
what do you mean? He's
one man's conspiracy is
that's true.
Another person's well-oiled machine.
I gotcha. Hey, guess what, Randy?
It seems to me that...
Wait a minute, Randy, we're out of time. Call me tomorrow. I don't want to cut you off, and I got to cut you off. I hate to do it, but we're just flat out of time. What was this? Somebody from Arizona wanted to defend the Bush administration? Oh, for God's sake. A crazy person called the program. Well, call back in tomorrow night, crazy person. Not the caller from Austin. This guy's from Arizona. We'll put you on. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. I do appreciate it. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
In heating,
one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free...